On May 1st and 2nd, we're celebrating Public Media Giving Days, a chance for you to show your love for WQED, the home of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Every contribution made to WQED on May 1st and 2nd will be matched dollar for dollar up to $15,000, thanks to WQED's Board of Directors. Plus, we'll send you a one-of-a-kind Mr. Rogers vinyl sticker so you can proudly display your love for WQED anywhere you'd like. Go to wqed.org/pmgd to donate now.
It's the Voice of the Arts. My name is Joanna Lee, and today I have a special guest with me, and she brought her instrument with her. Can you please introduce yourself?
Okay, my name is Yang Jing. I come from China, and I'm a musician. I play this instrument called the pipa. Pipa, also known as the Chinese lute. Yeah, it's one of the most popular Chinese instrument. It has been played for almost 2,000 years in China. Pipa is reputed as the king of plucked instrument in China.
Very cool. Can you play a little bit for it? Can you just tell us the strings and what it does and how you play it?
Pipa have four strings. We tone the A, E, D, and A. And we play this instrument use plastic nails. Yeah, it's a very modern way to play this instrument. Because the string, before we use silk string, but right now we use mandrel string.
So
we need a plastic nail.
So every time you play, you have to put those nails on?
Yes.
Okay, does that get difficult? Does it get hard? Are they hard to put on and hard to take off?
No, it's very easy.
Very easy, okay. So when did you begin playing?
Oh, when I was 4 years old. I played liu qin, a smaller size pipa. When I was 9, I turned to regular pipa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And actually, I play this instrument by accident because in the kindergarten, music band need a pipa player, so I sang in. Yes, and I play pipa for those many years, and pipa became part of my life. Mm-hmm. Many years later, a lot of people said that pipa is very suitable for my temperament and personality.
Oh, yeah. Why is that?
Yeah, because pipa, you know, pipa is many kind of music they can play, like very powerful and very beautiful. Yeah. Sometimes pipa like a percussion like this. Like a, yeah, but sometimes like a very beautiful girl.
You had a recent concert in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah.
How did that go?
Yeah, I just had a crossover concert at Belfield Hall in October with 20 other musicians, very talented musicians. It was a full house with 500 audience that day, which was beyond our expectations. From the atmosphere of the scenes, people really loved our music. One audience later told me that he had not enjoyed such a wonderful concert for a long time, and he liked every piece. So this deeply encouraged me and my musician friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who all was there? Who all did you play with?
Like a guitar player, John, and Joe Sheehan is a piano player. And we have two... You know bandonia, and we have tar. Mm-hmm. It's a Middle East. Arab music, and centaur, also And the Chinese we have erhu.
Wow, that's so cool! And what did you play?
We play some kind of music like tango music, like traditional Chinese music, like Arab music, some world music.
Yeah, so it's a great merging of cultures. So tell me about the Youngjin and Friends concert series that you do.
Yeah, this is a new project I initiated in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the inspiration came from the Silk Road Ensemble. Yuyuma Silk Road Ensemble, which I was invited to play with since 2016. I was impressed by their version of drawing upon styles from around the world to create a new music language that reflects the interconnected and diverse world. I also happen to know a lot of extremely talented musicians from all over the world in the Pittsburgh area.
Mm.
So why not we have a Pittsburgh Silk Road? So I think we will have more and more members joining us.
Right, that's great. And so you play with orchestras a lot too, right?
Yeah.
What kind of music do you typically play when you play? You don't play the classical Beethoven and Mozart and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Do you play traditional Chinese music?
A Chinese concerto.
Oh.
Pipa concerto.
Oh.
With orchestra. And in the USA, I chose concerto for pipa with string orchestra by Lou Harrison. Yeah, which was his last large-scale work as a composer. In this piece, he draw a mini-scale panoramic sketch of Chinese contemporary music from all dimensions and fully demonstrated the beauty of pipa.
Mm-hmm. Can you play? Yeah. Do you want to play a little bit of that?
Yeah.
You remember the piece? Mm.
And have a melody.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. So you collaborate with groups like the Yo-Yo Ma's Silk Road.
Yes.
And Afro Yaki, who came in earlier this summer to talk to us. Tell me about those experiences that you have with them.
Yeah, I have invited to perform with Silk Road Ensemble in the great music epic Layla and Majuno World Tour. The first-class musicians, I was amazed by their excellent unity when they performed, and spending time with them, it's just like being immersed in the music world. Yeah, I really enjoy it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you'll do more with them again?
Yeah, maybe.
I hope so.
Yeah, Afroyaki is a very energy, powerful, and creative jazz band led by my good friend Ben Barson and his wife Giselle. Yeah, I have never collaborated with a jazz band before, so it is brand new experience for me, especially improvisation. Yeah, now I have gradually come to love this musical from that Americans are very familiar with.
Yeah,
yeah,
with jazz and improv. Yeah,
yeah,
that's always something to get used to, learning to play without music. So do you have any upcoming performances?
Yeah. I will have a pipa solo at Hummingbirds International Music Festival in Eastman School of Music on February 2nd. And I will have another Yangjin and Friend concert in with 10 other musicians at the City of Salem. City of Salem on February 5th at 7 p.m. in which I will play three Chinese traditional instruments, pipa, guzheng, and zhongruan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what will you be playing? What kind of music?
World music.
Oh, okay.
And traditional, some classical, yeah.
Okay, very cool.
And then I will perform Lou Harrison, yeah, before we play. Concerto for Pipa with String Orchestra with the Chamber Orchestra of Pittsburgh on February 7th. Yeah, we will play in first...
Oh, at the First Unitarian Church.
Yeah,
at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you travel a whole bunch, right? Do you live in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I live in Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. So you're based here in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Very nice. So when you perform with the Pipa, you are spreading your culture around, right? You're mm-hmm. sharing your culture with everyone. So how do you share your culture while also collaborating with others? You said you play jazz and you've played with Arabic music. How do you collaborate?
Yeah, yes, music is always a medium of culture. Pipa or any Chinese traditional instrument is deeply rooted in the ancient and splendid culture that is Chinese. I am so proud of it. As the famous saying goes, that which belongs to the nation belongs to the world. So, on one hand, we must adhere to our own defining characteristics which make us special. On the other hand, we also should actively seek opportunities for cooperation with an open mind. Cultures are the commonwealth of mankind, and music is the language of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think today's era proves the validity of the sentence more than ever. Come to Yangjin and Friends concert and you will find what I see.
Yeah, great. And you gave me this album right here. What is this? Is this your recent CD?
Yeah. Not recently, maybe 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
When I was a master.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Do you have any recent CDs out that people can purchase or buy?
Yeah, on my website.
Okay, what is your website?
www.yangjin, Pipa, P-I-P-A, .org.
.org. And I'm sure on your website they can see where your upcoming concerts are and what you're doing.
Sure.
Great. All right, well, that's it for us. Do you want to play something before we go?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead.
Yeah.